Here now is your OCM Regional News. I am Deal Enoch. Good morning to you. Search and rescue teams have recovered two of the four bodies from the four-seater Cessna 172 aircraft, which crashed on a mountain top soon after it departed the Douglas Charles Airport in Dominica. The crash occurred on January 26 while en route to Martinique. National Security Minister Rayburn Blackmore confirmed yesterday that the wreckage of the plane was discovered on a mountain top in the heights of La Plaine, on the island's southeast coast, in a rugged area which poses significant challenges for recovery teams. In a brief statement, the Dominica Air and Seaports Authority said yesterday the aircraft had lost communications after its departure at about 3:46 p.m. local time. Minister Blackmore said with the assistance of personnel from the French island of Martinique, the wreckage was sighted the day following the crash. However, he said it was impossible to reach by foot. He said the search teams had photographed the terrain, the crash site, and the wreckage of the plane. Minister Blackmore said thus far, two bodies have been recovered from the crash site, and by last Wednesday it was clear it would have been difficult to continue with the existing strategy to recover the two other bodies, which were actually trapped in the plane itself. Operations at the Immigration Department and Criminal Records Office in St. Lucia were at a standstill as police officers staged a reported sick-out. The move yesterday followed growing frustration over stalled wage negotiations between the Police Welfare Association and the government negotiating team. According to President of the PWA, Cameron Law, officers see the latest response from the government as a delaying tactic.
Most of our police officers work beyond 96 hours for a week. And if you look at it, even if you go to the staff orders, it says the normal working hours for public servants are 37 and a half hours a week. We don't get paid overtime.
Yesterday, Prime Minister Philip J. Pear appeared unaware of the situation.
No, the GNT deals with negotiations.
But they say they're going to report to you.
When the GNT reports to me, then I will tell you. They have not. What I know is they've settled with the public servants for 6 years at 30% increase and a back pay to be paid before independence. That's what I know for a fact.
Reports are saying yesterday's apparent industrial action may be a sign of things to come. And in Trinidad and Tobago, the Police Service Commission has been given until this afternoon to lift the suspension on the country's police commissioner, Erla Harewood Christopher. She was instructed by the PSC not to report for duty until further notice after being released from 2 days of questioning in connection with the importation of two sniper rifles for the Strategic Services Agency in 2023. The agency is the country's premier intelligence body. In a letter to the PSC yesterday, Mrs. Harewood Christopher's attorney, Pamela Elder, demanded the lifting of the suspension. She said the suspension of her client is unlawful, shocking, and ultra-virus the constitutional powers of the PSC. In the letter from the senior counsel, she said, should the PSC fail to heed the demands by 2 o'clock this afternoon, Mrs. Harewood Christopher would be advised to immediately initiate judicial review proceedings. And that's your OCM Regional News. Have a good morning.